I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP Show. My intention is that you listen to the stories of these MVP guests and are inspired to become an MVP and bring value to the world through your skills. If you have not checked it out already, I do a YouTube series called How to Become an MVP. The link is in the show notes. With that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from Saudi Arabia. He works at Ali Arafi as the Chief Information Officer. He was first awarded as MVP in 2023. He is interested in exploring new trends in technology, writing on social subjects, poetry, and open source. He is a Power Platform expert with 23 years' experience in technical and functional aspects with finance, SCM, commercial, retail, HCM, payroll modules. You can find links to his bio and socials in the show notes for this episode. Welcome to the show, Pierre.
Thank you, Mark. This is my first time and happy that I'm with you in this session. Thank you for inviting me. And I'm CEO in RFI. They call it RFI.
RFI.
This is Lebanese brand for nuts and coffee. And they have the presence all over Gulf countries.
So it's really in the supply of food products. Is that right?
Yes, they are in the processing of food products. They are in manufacturing and retail sector. They have stores all over Gulf countries.
Yeah, I was looking at the website and thinking that it was making me hungry, seeing all the nuts and different varieties of spices and whatnot. It was very, very good. I couldn't read any of it, of course, because it looks like it was in Arabic.
Almonds, cashew, all type of walnut and coffee, Turkish coffee, Arabic coffee. Sometimes they call it Saudi coffee, but it is called Arabic coffee. So all are healthy food. All are healthy food, yes.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. Before we get started, tell me a bit about food, family, and fun. What do they mean to you?
Food is basically an essential component for a human being, definitely. And I have been in retail sector, retail and manufacturing, let's say in garments, in perfumes, cosmetics, and recently in food. I was in RFI in back 2012 as well. I was in Dubai. There we implemented also Dynamics, from Dynamics GP to Dynamics AX at that time, AX 2009. And food is basically, you know, the essential component of everyone. So it is all a growing industry, especially once you are in manufacturing as well. And you have the retail sector all over here. You have different food chains available. They have certain supply chain, marketplaces where you basically sell your products. And everyone, they need, especially during festival, we run the campaigns using Dynamics 365 features. And definitely it is all demanding, all the time it is demanding industry.
Tell me a bit about your family and what you do for when you're not working. What do you do for leisure?
Yeah, I do also photography. I have been in National Geographic, Your Shot, if you remember. They make it obsolete now, but I was having a Canon camera. I was doing photography. It was hobbyist, or you can say amateur photography. Also, I like driving all over the landscape, especially in GCC. You will find desert, you will find camels, and different landscape you will find here. There are certain areas which are mountainous, and like Abha or Baha, it is now snow is going on. So I like also traveling, you know, visiting different places, also meeting with different cultures, European, Indian, you know, the subcontinent, all over, you know, different culture people. I love to make friendship with them, especially in ERP. I train people. I run my own YouTube channel. And I have almost, I think, over 6,000 subscribers, and mostly new graduates which want to learn ERP. Normally, it is not available in you know, different training institutes. So this is how I you know, train them. And many people, they got also jobs after seeing my basic you know, skills in Dynamics. So I love to interact with different kind of people in different areas.
Yeah. Yeah, I did notice that you had quite a large following on YouTube. And it's interesting, right? Because in that whole ERP space, often there's not enough training and what I call training from the field, you know, training from people that are doing it all the time. And so I think it's fantastic that you're educating the market in that way. How did, you know, 23 years ago, how did you get into tech? How did your life bring you into a world of technology?
Yeah, actually, it started, you know, when you were a child, you need to see how you inspire yourself and how you see the, once you are grown, where you want to see yourself. So at that time, you know, I had, like my son also, now he's basically deassembling the things and again assembling it. And so he is in invention field. So same I was when I was child, and I was seeing how things work, like how bulb works when you connect different batteries. So this was my hobby. Then I thought my uncle was electronic engineer, and I thought maybe engineering is a good field. But at that time, I had different advices from my elders. And I discussed with them, and I thought, now because IT is emerging field, and every industry without IT will not work, basically, in this generation. Especially now it is AI and robotics and different things are going on. So at that time, after discussion with elders and who were already experienced, I decided that I will go in engineering, but especially in computer engineering. So that's what I thought, and then I joined in one of the universities, and then I started you know, learning things in software as well as hardware. This is how I inspired.
This is so good. So now, fast forward, when did you first get exposed to Dynamics AX? I suppose it would have been back then. Did you do anything with Navision as well, or NAV?
No, not Navision. I was involved in 2008. Basically, I was also in Air Force. I was in information technology branch where we were using Oracle technologies at that time, Oracle Developer Suite, forms, reports we were working on, and .NET was also new, Crystal reports, SQL Server. We were developing our own software. Then I got retirement from there, and in 2008, I was involved in one of the companies. I don't know whether I can name the company or no, but I joined a company where basically Microsoft, they outsourced their features. They were basically working on AX 2011 at that time. Then it was delayed, so they named it to 2012. So I was working at the back office on the different features which were outsourced. I was part of prepay invoicing and settlement. I was developer throughout this feature. As a vendor company, as an ISV, we were working on this. And there was one company in America which was engaged with Microsoft. And we were working with program managers and getting through SDLC, software development lifecycle, throughout. So 2008 was the year when I got involved into Dynamics world first time. So as a software engineer, senior software engineer, I was involved from this year.
Wow. So you've definitely been in it a good wee while. What were the steps that you took in your career as you learned the technology? Did you stay as a software developer? Did you move into management or other roles? What's kind of been your journey? And this is just so that people listening can kind of when they think about their career path, they can see, you know, what you did, and maybe it'll apply to their life in some way.
Yeah, basically, when you work, when you struggle in your life, when you work hard, definitely you progress into your career. It is not like when you join in certain designation, you will remain all in that one throughout your life. So I also enjoyed while being a software lead, and then also I transformed myself from technical to functional area, because once you are technical or software engineer, you don't see the application of the software or ERP in the real world. So I was much interested, because we are developing certain features or we are stabilizing the software, but how it is basically implemented in the industry. So this drove me into the functional area or implementation area. So during the same company, I also transformed myself into functional guy, and I implemented into multiple companies later on once I joined other end user side. And at the end user side, you have the edge that you learn the business process basically. So before, once you are in software company, you are exposed to a certain extent how it is working. But once you are in industry and end users are coming to you for their issues, then you know how to map those requirements into the software and how to help them. So this is how it motivated me. And then I gradually go into project management side and also implemented in multiple companies in GCC especially.
Mm-hmm. And so you're a CIO at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
And that's quite a different hat, right? So that's in the executive layer of an organization. How, I suppose when you look at the future, and, you know, we've just come off a year that was very much dominated by AI and the effect that generative AI is going to have. When you look at the supply chain and AI, how do you see supply chain and AI coming together?
Yeah, basically AI now in everything, every industry, AI basically is assisting those industries. So AI definitely in different areas, especially in supply chain also. Before, we were using, for example, master planning, forecasting in order to meet your requirements based on your historical transactions. And forecasting also was important, because you want to basically plan for next festivals, how it was done in past and how you can better perform. Especially when you see the COVID time, if some industries, they did not exist digitally or you can say e-commerce wise, so they were failed definitely, because physically movements were restricted and things were not done. So it was enforced, the digitalization was enforced, and now AI in every aspect, ERP as well as in other areas, it is assisting essentially, because this is the next need. Now you can say it is the next need. Without this, you cannot work. There are many lengthy procedures where I can see there is application of AI, which is not basically from the human perspective or workers' perspective. It will bring more efficiency. So decision making, you can say, or you can say business analytics, you based on the business analytics, you can make a better decision, especially in today's very fast growing world and very fast growing businesses.
How was your journey to becoming an MVP? What was involved in that for you? How did you hear about the MVP program? How did you get nominated? What was that process for you?
Yeah, basically, I never thought about MVP. I was working on my own self. During the COVID time, I did many trainings, after I graduated, I thought that I will become Oracle certified, I will become SAP certified, but it was very costly. During, thanks to COVID also, because it is said that blessing in disguise. So COVID brings many blessing. So there were many free certifications and many things, and we had ample time while working from home. So I did my SAP certification and the Oracle certification as well. So your question, I forget. Sorry.
So how did you become an MVP?
MVP, yes. So I started during COVID time also self-learning. And I thought the best idea, because sometimes self-learning becomes very boring. So I thought, why not to create a YouTube channel and start training other people also while I'm learning, why not to spread the knowledge? So at that time, I started from this. I never thought that I will become MVP. So after, 1 year or so, somebody from the friendship advised that why not become MVP. So there was one of my friend in Microsoft, he recommended me. And then after even 1 year, they decided that, okay, I'm eligible for MVP. And they awarded me into 2023 year, I become first time MVP. This is how it happened, but it was natural flow. I'm still, even without MVP, I would still continue my, spreading knowledge or training people, especially the new students which are graduated and they need ERP skills. So I will still continue on, even without MVP.
I love this because, a lot of people go, if I'm going to create a YouTube channel, what do I do it on? And I love that you decided to learn yourself and then you recorded your experiences, your learnings. And of course, so many other people find that valuable, right? They find that they can learn that way. And so I think it's you're a really great example of that process, that the MVP wasn't the goal. It was a byproduct of your own learning.
And you won't believe that now, I forget many times. Many things I forget when I'm going through at that time. Later on, so many things are, because in ERP, you have so many modules. You have supply chain, you have finance, you have manufacturing, you have payroll or HR. So once I do the training at a certain time, later on, maybe I forget it. Then I watch my own videos and to recall my memories. So it is also helpful for myself, not only for others, but also for myself. It is very helpful. That was also intention, and to make it quite interesting so that people are also basically putting their feedback or their questions over my videos and I'm answering to them. It makes me, my knowledge also is expanding my own knowledge. It is not that it is limited only I will learn and later on I will forget. No, they are also engaged with me. So it also helps me to increase my knowledge into that area as well.
Yeah, fantastic. I love this. I love this. Yeah, final question. What do you recommend to other people aspiring to becoming an MVP? What recommendations do you have to them based on your experience?
So, Mark, I would recommend that same like me, that they should be self-learning. There are different features which Microsoft is launching day by day on the cloud, because now Dynamics 365 is on cloud. So they need to just learn this. And I think they should not make it as a goal. Rather, they should make their career or to spread knowledge or training people or training themselves as a goal. So MVP will be as a byproduct. It will come and there will be many achievements you will get. Even it is an achievement if somebody, they got job and they appreciate you, that because of your videos, we learn those things and we pass the interview and now we got the job. This is itself a big achievement, similar like MVP. So I would say that don't make objective of MVP, rather learn and also spread the knowledge and engage with the people, with the community and help them. So definitely many rewards will come in as a byproduct, as you mentioned.
That's brilliant. I know I said it was the last question, but I have another last question for you. You mentioned SAP. Do you integrate SAP and Dynamics 365 Finance, or are you using SAP and the Power Platform or Power Apps together or Power Automate? Are you doing anything in that space?
No, integration I am not doing. I am not a qualified, finance guy, but throughout implementation of ERP, learning with finance departments or other departments, I learned finance. So, because all the ERP, definitely the basic principles are same. So I passed SAP S/4HANA financial accounting certification because I am also certified in Dynamics. So mostly things were same. Even SAP S/4HANA now has a very good interface, very good user interface. So now because everything is going on cloud browser based normally. So I loved the interface and I thought maybe I also engage in there, but it is very difficult to, put your feet in two ships. So it's better to continue with Dynamics because so far 13 or 14 years I'm in Dynamics world.
So good, Pierre. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Welcome. Thank you very much for giving me time and opportunity to tell about my experience.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If you like the show and want to be a supporter, check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Thanks again, and see you next time.